Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Repent or Perish, already in progress.
Yeah, so he's so wonderful to meet all of our needs and everything. He just blessed us so abundantly, and I'm so grateful that we are attached to the King of Kings. And for those of you that are giving your gifts for the Tabernacles, Feast of Tabernacles, you know, we're at the end of all that. This is the last of the feast, and this year could be the best, you know, I believe. I gave my gift a couple of weeks ago. Because I believe that this is going to be the most awesome gift that God's ever going to give. Now, I don't know how he's going to give it to you. No telling. There's no telling. But he will give. Does the Lord say give and it should be given to you? I mean, we all know that you can't outgive God. You know, so if you don't give, just like somebody, I was talking to somebody last night, and they said something about God answering a prayer, and I said something about, well, there's only one prayer that God can't answer. And they said, oh, there is such a thing? And I said, yes, the prayer that you do not pray, he cannot answer. And so many people today, and what really touches my heart, so many people in the church won't pray. I mean, they won't pray and believe. You know, I mean, I just stand in awe that I think about that under normal conditions, when we go to church, and there's lots of good Christian people, I've been associated with lots of good Christian people, that never, ever, ever called on God to do something special for them. They just never thought about it. You know, you never saw anybody else do it at church, so why should I do it? You know, and I think about when you start teaching people the principles of the kingdom, is what we have, what he's given to us. When you start being taught that these prayers are for you, it gives me great pleasure to give to you, my children, the kingdom. And then it gives me great pleasure to give you the keys to the kingdom. Isn't that wonderful? It's wonderful. But, you know, how many people in the church never heard these things? I mean, I was one of them. You know, I went to a Baptist church, and, you know, and we had a great pastor, and everybody loved God, but we didn't believe these wonderful promises. But when you start hearing these things, and you start looking and saying, wait a minute, my Bible says what he's saying. In fact, I had a meeting with a mother and a young boy. They called, in fact, they got Jenny this last week. They called in, and this young boy, he's only 24, and the diagnosis is he has cancer in his leg, and it has now worked up into his lungs, and there's only one alternative, and that's to cut off his right leg. Now, at 24, that doesn't appeal to me at all. So anyway, Jenny, when they called down here, I don't know how they found out about us, but when they got called, they got Jenny, and Jenny suggested, you know, they said, we want to come to a healing school. And Jenny said, well, if it's this critical, maybe you need to come early. And they said, well, would that be possible? And she said, well, let me talk to Pastor, and we'll see what he can do. So when they come and told me, I said, sure, tell them to come down tomorrow. If I got a 24-year-old boy that's going to lose his leg, I'll take the day off to get this boy healed. Isn't that true? I mean, my heart, I want that boy healed. So anyway, in fact, I'll just tell you a worldly thing. Franz up here, back in the days, he used to have an air conditioning company. And if somebody called him and he didn't even know, and it was hot, he wouldn't make them wait 2 weeks to come work on an air conditioner, would you, Franz? Yeah, but you know, it's amazing how we don't do that. So anyway, Jenny come in and I said, yeah, just tell them to come down. I'll do a private class for them, just the two of them. Said, come on down. So they did. They came down the next day. They got them a ticket, and they got on an airplane, and they came down here. And we sat down right here in the church, and we started talking about, are you a Christian? Yes. Do you go to church? Well, I used to. My daddy's a pastor of a church. But what happened? When did this start? Well, when I was 18. What did you do that was sin that let you fall from grace at 18? What did you do? Well, I kind of got to thinking, you know, I don't need God. Mom and Dad raised me up in church, but I don't need God. I can do this on my own. Have you ever seen any young boys like that? If you're a young boy, you've probably been one of those. So he thought, I can do this all on my own. Now then, when he steps outside of grace, he falls back under law. And that's where sickness and disease is at, under law. So he don't know, I mean, he's getting bad, he's getting worse, he's getting sicker, and the pain and all kinds of stuff. And so naturally, if you're in the world, where do you go for your answers?
To the doctors,
of course, to the doctors. So you go to the doctors, and of course, this wonderful diagnosis for a 24-year-old boy, you know, that's a good-looking, young, handsome boy, about this tall, you know, looks like he weighs about 170 pounds, that he's just on fire, but he's left Jesus. And the doctor comes in and does a diagnosis of you and checks you and says, I'm sorry, son, we're going to have to cut off your right leg. That ain't what he wanted to hear. That's not what he wanted to hear. So that's when he decided to get with his mother. And of course, you know, devotionals in the mornings. Mom, you and Dad are kind of old fogey. You know, y'all can do your devotional. I don't need God. Yes, I'm a son. I'm a son of God, but I don't need God. Do you know sons think that? Sometimes sons think they don't need Dad and Mom because, you know, I'm now 18 or 19 years old, and Mom and Dad, you know, they're 650 or 40 or whatever, 30, and they're over the hill, and, you know, they're just old fogey. They don't understand what's going on. I don't need God. And so I told him, I said, son, when you were 18 and you decided you didn't need God and you walked away, I said, God spoke to you again and again, and you didn't recognize it. He tried his best to get you to come back, and you would not. So I said, did anything jump off the page at you as you somebody give you my teachings to listen to? He said, yes. He said, I started listening to some of your teaching about healing. He said, I'd never heard anything about healing. He said, I started listening to healing, and said, I listened and said, when we get down to Matthew 18, 21 through 35, I heard you say, if you got any kind of bitterness or unforgiveness toward anyone, God the Father will send a tormenting spirit to torment you, and you will come down with some kind of terrible sickness or disease. He said, that can't be in the Bible. There is no way God, a loving God, would do something like that. So he said, I backed up the tape and found the reference, and I went over and opened my Bible to Matthew 18, 21 through 35, and he said, lo and behold, your Bible said exactly what you said, and my Bible said the same thing. If I get into bitterness or unforgiveness toward people, and if I don't forgive everybody from my heart, God the Father will turn me over to a tormenting spirit. He said, Thurman, I never knew that was in the Bible, but it's in my book. How long has that been in the book? At least a couple of thousand years, right? As a son that's a pastor's son that's going and sitting in church, you see what we think about when we're in church? Some boys are sitting there in church and you think, Bobby, Jack, whatever. Yes, 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 Pastor, you calling me out? Yes. What did I just say? Oh, well, it was really good, Pastor. No, but what did I say? Well, ask the other one. Ask my brother. He'll tell you. What were they doing while I was teaching? They're doing the same thing lots of us do. We're thinking about something else in another world. And so, but God was trying to get your attention and you wasn't listening. So he speaks to you again and again and you don't listen. I said, after you don't listen, then he sends dreams and visions. I said, have you had any dreams? He said, I've had some nightmares. I said, son, that's God. God is trying his best to terrify you and scare you back into the kingdom, and you ain't listening. He said, where did you learn all of this? I said, spending hours and hours and hours praying over this book, and then reading this book out loud and letting God talk to me through this book. He said, there it is, it's clear. And so he said, you know what I did? I said, son, I have no idea what you did. He said, I got up off of my bed. I went in there and I got on my knees and I began to pour out my heart and I began to forgive everybody I had a grudge against. Now see, before me forgive you, what do you mean? You don't know what you did to me. I will never forgive you. Oh yeah. When God puts that pain on you, put that hurt on you, and the doctors say you're going to have your leg cut off, now you're looking for somebody else that can help you, and there's only one, and that's the Lord. And when the Lord tells you, now just like he said in his word, if you don't forgive everybody from your heart, I, the Father, will send a tormenting spirit to torment you until you pay all you owe me. I don't know where that verse has been hiding. But let me tell you, that verse in this boy's world has been hiding. But he began to see and he began to understand. I began to take him to promises in the Word, and he repented of all of his sins and everything. I mean, we had a real great afternoon. We had a private healing school right here just for that boy and his mother. It's amazing. And then I told him, I said, now then, do you believe these things that I'm showing you? He said, I do. I said, well, then you're healed, aren't you? He said, yes, Jesus. I said, he sent his word and healed you. He was just ecstatic. And I said, wow, praise the Lord. And I said, so now then, I said, does it make it a little easier to obey God and to obey mother and daddy? I said, you know, there's a scripture in the word that says, children, obey your parents in all things. Children, are all of us children, listen. Now then, that's for us older children too.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled Repent or Perish, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.